The more that your life is defined by righteousness, the more that your life is defined by purity, the more that your life is defined, in a better way to say that, the more that your life is defined by the Word of God, and it gets down on the inside of you, it will guide you. It will lead you. It will deliver you when you make a heart decision that you're going to let integrity be your guide. Now, what is the spirit of integrity? I've been saying a lot about integrity, but what is this spirit of integrity? Because see, the thing is in those first group scriptures, when we were talking about, one group said that they, you know, hey, we're going to fear the Lord, we're going to follow after God. But the other group says, man, what difference does it make if we're serving God? We're going to go back and live according to the world. You have two individuals who had heard the exact same information. One made a decision to hold on to it with everything they got, and the other one made a decision, I'm going to follow and go a different way. The same thing in the book of Job 21:14, we're talking about, it didn't say that God did not offer the word to them. It did not say that God did not offer his ways to them. It says the people said, go away from us, God, we do not want your ways. Now, when you're operating according to the spirit of integrity, that means to consistently upholding honesty, ethical principles, and moral values, even when it's difficult, and prioritizing doing what is right. So when you're operating according to the spirit of integrity, you prioritize what is right above anything and everything. Operating according to the spirit of integrity also implies a commitment to behaving honestly and ethically, being truthful, and upholding moral principles. Now, a key characteristic of integrity means you're honest, which means you're being truthful and transparent in all actions and communications. Another characteristic of operating according to integrity is ethical behavior, adhering to a strong moral compass, and acting in accordance with what is considered right and just. Now, who helps you to be able to do that? The Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will lead, and he is called the Spirit of Truth, who will do what? Lead and guide you into all truth. So if you're operating according to a spirit of integrity, you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide you into all truth.